Roger to try out the six with AC. Welcome to the house for Baba and John. I'm trying to find the star for the eye. Comes to go whole street to Shah Chaitanya Prabhupada and the Seer of the Gadara, Shah Chaitanya Prabhupada. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Govardhan Vida Shama Kunda Radha Kuti Giti Govardhan Vida Sri Vrindavan Dham Vida Dabu Gurdan Vida Ganga Jumanatosti Bhakti Devini Jai Nanda Gauri Vaishnava Vrindi Jai Samabhatta Vakra Vrindi Jai Go Premanandi All Glars to Samala Gauris All Glars to Samala Gauris All Glars to Samala Gauris All Glars to Shukuru Shikaranga All Glars to Shukuru Rangam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Vam Vishnupadaya Krishna Sakurudaya Shri Mari Bhakti Pananda Swami Nityanamane Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvana Shesha Shanivari, Pashvatsudesha Tadane, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Rachananda, Sri Jaya Gadara, Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Candlesticks of Srimad Bhavan. Chapter 16, verse 39. Kama Diyastvai Rachita.
Kama Diyastvai
Na paramarohan dieta karamba bijani.
Na paramarohan dieta karamba bijani.
Kena maya guna maye.
Nana maye guna maye.
Guna ganato sya dvandva jalani.
Guna ganato sya dvandva jalani.
Ama
diyasvai rachita.
Kamadhyā, desire for sense gratification, dvayi, in you, rachita, perform, not, parama, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, rohanti,
do grow,
yata,
just as,
karamba bijani, sterilize seeds, Jnanatmani, in you, aguna maye, not affected by material qualities, guna ganata, from the material qualities, asya, of a person, dvandva jalani, networks of duality. Translational Supreme Lord, a person is obsessed with material desires for sense gratification through material opulence, worship you, who are the source of all knowledge and are transcendental to material qualities. They're not subject to material rebirth, just as sterilized or fried seeds do not produce plants. Living entities are subject to a repetition of birth and death because they are conditioned by material nature, but since you are transcendental, one who is inclined to associate with you in transcendence escapes the conditions of material nature. Purport, this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities is not upon living the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. O Arjuna, if one simply engages in Krishna consciousness to understand Krishna, he surely becomes immune to the process of the field of birth and death, as clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 8, Punar Janma 90. Such a person, simply by engaging in Krishna consciousness or understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, becomes quite fit to return home back to Godhead. Even those who are obsessed with material desires may also come to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead so steadily that they go back to Godhead. The fact is that if one comes to Krishna consciousness, although he may have many material desires, he becomes increasingly attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna through associating with the Supreme Lord by chanting his holy name. The Supreme Lord and his holy name are identical, and thus he becomes uninterested in attachment to material enjoyment. The perfection of life is to be uninterested in material enjoyment and interested in Krishna. If one comes to Krishna consciousness somehow or other, even for material gain, the result is that he will be liberated. Kama, dvesha, and vayat, snehat. Whether for satisfaction of material desires, because of the influence of envy, because of fear, because of affection, or because of any other reason, if one comes to Krishna, his life is successful. Translational Supreme Lord, if a person is obsessed with material desires and sense gratification and material opulence, worship you, who are the source of all knowledge and are transcendent to material qualities. They are not subject to material rebirth. It's a sterilized or fried seeds do not produce plants. Living entities are subjected to the repetition of birth and death because they are conditioned by material nature, but since you are transcendental, one who is inclined to associate with you in transcendence escapes the conditions of material nature. So this is another praise of the Supreme Lord by showing the results of worshipping the Lord. So the example is given here of a person in the material world who is full of material desires, but he worships the Supreme Lord, who is considered here to be Gyan Atmani. He is composed of knowledge and Agunamai, which means he has no material qualities. So, or no material gunas. So the Lord has no gunas and he is full of knowledge. This is opposite of the things in the material world, which are full of ignorance and full of the gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas. So here the Lord is described as being actually completely opposite of everything in the material world. So if one worships this Supreme Lord, then one will develop qualities like the Lord. By association with the Lord, one will develop similar qualities. So if we're in the material world, we are full of ignorance. Ignorance causes suffering. Then by worshipping the Lord, we get free of ignorance and we get free of suffering. So, in other words, the Supreme Lord is completely opposite of everything in the material world. So somehow we have to get that association with the Lord. So, now of course the best association is to worship the Lord and act favorably towards the Lord. But as Prabhupada quotes in the purport, even if one has an unfavorable relationship with the Lord, that is also useful. Now, of course, this is a little exceptional.
and it's quoted in Bhagavatam that even if you approach the Lord by dvesha or fear, still it's okay because you get a good result. This, however, is exceptional, as I said, because it actually applies to Krishna. It is not applying so much to the other forms of the Lord, but it applies to Krishna. So the example is given of in the Nectar Devotion, there are 64 qualities of the Lord. So one of the qualities which distinguishes the Lord from Shiva or Devadas or Jivas is that when he kills the demons, then they get a good birth, or they get a good result, an auspicious result. It doesn't say they go to the spiritual world. They get a good result. So that is the normal case when other forms of the Lord kill demons, like Varaha kills Hiranyaksha or whatever. Nrsimhadeva kills Hiranyakasipu, Ravana kills Ramachandra kills Ravana. They don't get liberation of the spiritual world. They get a body in the material world. But it is not hellish body. We would expect if someone gets killed by the Lord because he fights with them, then he's an aparadhi, he should go to hell. So the Lord doesn't do that. Rather, he gets a good birth. So Hiranyakasipu was killed by Nrsimhadeva, and he got a nice birth, he became Ravana. And he had a very nice kingdom. He's still a demon. He wasn't purified to that extent, but he became very, very happy in his kingdom. And when Ramchandra killed Ravana, then he became Shishupala, and again he enjoyed very nicely. He didn't go to hell. So that is a normal case when different forms of the Lord kill demons. That is only with Krishna, when he kills them, that they can actually get to the spiritual world. So it's described when Shishupala was killed by Krishna, and Shishupala went to the spiritual world, and he got a spiritual form there. So we can say that by a dvesha or fear towards Krishna, yes, then you can get a very good result. And when it is towards other forms of the Lord, it is not so powerful. You can get some result in the material world. So Krishna is a very special case. Why? It's because of Krishna's attractive qualities. It's explained that because of absorption in Krishna through hatred, Shishupala became purified. When he was previously Ravana and Hiranyakasipu, he did not concentrate on the Supreme Lord. He hated him definitely, but he didn't absorb himself in him. Why? Because they didn't have Krishna's qualities. So therefore, it was not as attractive. And so the hatred was there, same intensity in three births, but the form was different with Krishna. And therefore, he absorbed himself in hatred because of Krishna's attractive qualities. And therefore, because of that absorption, all of his karmas and whatever were destroyed. So, therefore, Krishna is different in respect to this idea of approaching the Lord in hatred. Yes, you get very good results from even Krishna in hatred. However, we should not consider to be that equal to the results of bhakti. So if one approaches with sneha, that is affection, etc., that is devotion, one gets even a better result than those people who approach the Lord with hatred or fear. So we shouldn't say they're equal in any case. So dvesha and bhaya are not considered part of bhakti, but if one approaches Krishna that way, fine, Krishna will actually give them a very good result. But in comparison to that, one gets much more through favorable relationships like affection and service and whatever. So we can't equate the two. So therefore, dvesha and bhaya are not considered to be parts of bhakti, because they don't give the ultimate result, prema. Or at least not to the same extent as with the favorable relationships. So those effects are glorified because it shows to two things. One, Supreme Lord is very merciful. Secondly, Krishna is most attractive, and therefore he gives these extraordinary results even more than Ramchandra or Nishrimadeva or any other form. But we shouldn't equate the results as being equal. Similarly, we can get effects from accidental bhakti. This, of course, is because it's aparad bhakti in a sense, because not even aparad bhakti, but it's aparad in the sense of hating the Lord. Huh? But then those who have nama bhas, they don't hate the Lord, and they may just accidentally say the Lord's name or lose some bhakti. They also get good result, in any case, from any form of the Lord. As in the case of Ajna, when he chanted the name Narayan. So that gives effect. The effect is destruction of karmas. It doesn't say one becomes a devotee, just one gets one's karmas destroyed. So that much happens through nama bhas. So in hatred or in fear or just being neutral and accidentally doing some bhakti or serving the Lord accidentally, even that has effect. But as I said, it's not the same as favorable bhakti. So if one develops faith and then with one's intelligence engages in acts to try to please the Lord, that is much more powerful than these other accidental or fear or anger or whatever, hatred. Yeah. But they all show that the Supreme Lord is different from anybody in the material world, and that's why we get that effect. If one hates a person in the material world, one doesn't get any result. But because the hatred is directed towards the Supreme Lord, who's full of all wonderful qualities, then this acts to negate all of these qualities that the person has in the material world, even if it is hatred or whatever. So the idea is that the Lord has wonderful, powerful qualities that are not material. If they were material, then we would only get material effect and no one would get out of the material world by worshipping the Lord. But because the Lord has spiritual qualities, then those qualities themselves, which are attractive to the individual, help destroy all the bondage in the material world because they're not material qualities. So this is one mercy of the Supreme Lord, to show various qualities. Another mercy is to show a form. So the Lord has a particular form that he will show to a devotee. That form also is spiritual, it's not material. If it were a material form, then by worshipping that form we would stay in bondage. But it's not. It's spiritual. So, therefore, by worshipping the Lord in his form and his qualities and his activities, all of which are spiritual, we get a completely spiritual result. So how is it this form could be spiritual? Because now we see all material forms and all material qualities. How is it possible? It is because the Lord has shakti. He has certain powers which allow him to manifest the body, qualities, and activities, which are all part of himself, all spiritual. So these things are called swarup bhuta, or arising from and non-different from his very swarup. And the swarup means the very nature of the Lord. So they're non-different from the Supreme Lord, his qualities, his activities, his form, etc. And what is that swarup? Is jnana. He is composed of knowledge. He is composed of bliss. Nevertheless, he has all these qualities and form, etc., which are also non-different from those from that very swarup of the Lord. So these things are useful for attracting the jivas. If the Lord doesn't have qualities and form and activities, it is very difficult for the jiva to develop attraction for this the Supreme Lord. But because he does have these qualities and form and activities, therefore, there is some attractive nature. So, the person who fully and perfectly manifests all the qualities in the most beautiful form is Krishna. So that distinguishes Krishna from all the other forms. And that is why Shishupala became absorbed in Krishna and not in Nrisimhadeva or in Ramchandra. That's because of the manifestation of those qualities, much more powerful than in the other forms. So all the forms manifest qualities in form and activities, but Krishna manifests all these qualities in form and activities in the most wonderful way, that even the demons become attracted to that. So if the demons become attracted against their will to the Supreme Lord, that's in the form of Krishna, then what to speak of persons who willingly serve the Lord? Their attraction can be even greater and the effects can be even more. So in this way, here we find that Chitra Ketu is praising the Lord because of his completely transcendental or non-material form and qualities. And by attraction to those things, then a jiva automatically becomes similar in nature. So what does this mean? Similar in nature means automatically, of course, the jiva is similar in nature because he's a jiva. Unfortunately, he has attachment to a material body, which is not like the Supreme Lord at all. Body is, again, full of ignorance. By nature, the jiva is conscious, so that means jnana. But by addition of his upadi in the form of body, then he has ignorance. He doesn't even think he's Atma anymore. He thinks he's a temporary material body. So, and this body itself has no ability to be conscious. It doesn't have any consciousness apart from the jiva in it. So therefore, it is completely different from the jiva. And it is full of ignorance. It covers up the identity of the jiva and it bewilders the jiva. So this is how the jiva is actually so much different from the Supreme Lord. Nevertheless, when the jiva concentrates on the Lord, associates with the Lord, then these coverings can be discarded. The jiva can give up these coverings. So the example is given of the seed. When the seed is roasted, and if we plant it, nothing will grow. So similarly, by worshipping the Supreme Lord, the jiva becomes like that. He does not develop more material bodies. In other words, he cuts off the root of karma by association with the Lord, who is beyond karma. So the ignorance is cut away, the karma is cut away, suffering is cut away, all of this is completely removed from the jiva by association with the Lord. So the best kind of association is favorable association. That means bhakti. This is the quickest and efficient method of removing those coverings. But we should not think that simply removing the coverings is enough. That's one effect, to get rid of the karma, etc., as explained here. The other effect is that attraction to the Lord helps the jiva develop a relationship with the Lord. So it's not simply destruction of the material relationship, but it is a production of the spiritual relationship. This is what is even more important. So, of course, both things happen simultaneously. In fact, it's because of the spiritual relationship that the material relationship disappears completely. So when we develop a relationship with the Lord, and then material relationship is cut. So that spiritual relationship develops into, from bhakti into prema. And the result of prema is the jiva develops complete bliss. So this is a very good remedy for the jiva in the material world who wants happiness but never succeeds in getting it because he's subject to birth after birth in the material world and karma and suffering, etc. So by developing that relationship with the Lord, he does two things. He cuts away the karma and it's like the burned seeds. It doesn't no longer we get birth in the material world. And secondly, he develops this relationship with the Lord. This gives him a place in the spiritual world. There he has a spiritual body, not a material body. So that develops by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And that body, again, is in the spiritual world, is not material. It's not like the material body, subject to karma and subject to being different from that jiva. It is also spiritual. So this is the mercy of the Supreme Lord in relation to the jivas who perform bhakti or devotion.
Has a capacity,
and he has a relationship as dasa. He is actually subservient to the Lord because he is jiva by nature. But if we simply take away the covering of the body, he does not necessarily get bhakti. He can get moksha as well. So depending on the sadhana, we can develop bhakti or not develop bhakti. If we don't practice bhakti and we do jnana, we get moksha. Immersion to the Brahman instead.
And the one who has developed the spiritual body, does he still function in the material world?
No.
Maharaj, what about Kansa? We got Sayurya or Kansa?
He also got spiritual bodies. It's okay. It's not mentioned, though. Because he absorbed himself in the Supreme Lord. Yeah. He could have got liberation also, that's one of the effects. Even liberation is something that the other forms don't generally give to the demons. They just give them a body in the material world. So sometimes Krishna gets liberation, sometimes he gets forms in the spiritual world.
Go to the